after he had fed the people. Okay, that's the feeding of the 5,000 with the five loaves and the two fish. Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and precede him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. That's just the opening line. But don't miss it. Jesus made the disciples get in the boat. He was going to meet them on the other side. And between where they were and where they were at, he led them into a storm. He knew a storm was going to be there, and it would be a mighty storm. He made them. Here's the preaching line. If God leads you to it, God will lead you. That's right. If God leads you to it, God will lead you through it. Say it again. If God leads you to it, God will lead you through it. Can you trust that? Can you look back over your life and see the storms that you didn't choose, but have been thrust into your path? And then, or perhaps or maybe you're in a storm right now, and there's this great uncertainty of why me? Why now? Is this what it takes? Is this what my reward is? For serving you, you give me this. Can we trust like God is up to something in the storm, purifying us, if you will? Another thing about it is what? The winds are tricky in a storm. Just winds are even trickier on the water. We would do well to focus as much on whom we're walking towards as learning to ignore the winds of doubt, despair, discouragement, guilt, anxiety, worry, fear. It's just as important to learn who we're walking towards as it is important to learn to ignore the winds. And during the fourth watch of the night, that's that time from three in the morning till six. It's the darkest part of the night, just before the break of the light. Persevere. Sometimes it's not until we're in our darkest moment that we become so aware how close the Lord is. And then the final piece. What happened? Those who were in the boat, okay, in the boat in Matthew's gospel is the church. Those who were in the boat worshiped him. And they said, truly, you are the Son of God. That's why we're in the boat. That's why we're in the church, to worship God. And when we receive the Lord in the gift of the Eucharist and we become his body, then we just go forth with those words and reminders. Oh, the words from the angel to the prophet Elijah. Rest, eat, sleep. Don't look for God in the miraculous or the magnificent. It's in the silence, in the small voice. And then finally, if God leads you to it, God will lead you through it.